We talk about what's happening under the umbrella of the College of, well, Community and Public Service, great school we have on the campus of Grand Valley, our CCPS Community Connections. Those in the house, they don't take summer off. They're here for us and for you. Dr. Davia Downey, Masters of Public Administration, MPA Coordinator with the school. Good morning to you, Dr. Downey.
Hello.
Certainly part of our topic today. Dr. Richard Gillier, Director, School of Public Nonprofit and Health Administration. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, happy summertime. No, you might get a day or two off, but it's certainly still a full-time job, but it's nice to kind of, the elevators aren't as crowded, are they?
That's true. You don't have to wait so much and, you know, pressing on the button to get up to the fourth floor or the fifth floor. It's nice.
We should be using the stairs, though, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Downey, tell me a little bit about you.
So I started with the School of Public Nonprofit and Health Administration 7 years ago. I have a PhD in political science from Michigan State University. Go Green, the other one down the street. And I teach classes in public policy, community analysis. I teach classes in comparative and international administration. And I also coordinate the Masters of Public Administration program for the school.
Great. Dr. Gillier?
Well, when I started 23 years ago, we were a relatively small school, about five. I think I was the sixth faculty, and I was the youngest by 20 years. And now I've been the longest serving faculty in our school. We now have 17 full-time faculty, so it's been exciting to see the growth. Plus, we keep changing our name. We're expanding our mission, so we were the School of Public Administration. We added the public and nonprofit, and then about 8 years ago, now we're the School of Public, Nonprofit, and Health Administration. So if we get it any longer, we're going to
run out of room on the labels.
Be careful what you wish for. It's good that you change, because obviously changing and expanding with the times, right, and the needs. Hey, what is an MPA?
Tavi, you want to take
So it's the Masters of Public Administration, and I think that one of the ways that I always explain it to students that are looking for master's degrees or graduate degrees, a lot of times people are very familiar with the MBA, right, a Masters of Business Administration. And I always have to take some time to explain that, you know, although you are learning about working in government or working around government, that we are not politicians, we're not training people to be politicians. What we're actually teaching them to do is how to manage organizations that are in government or in a nonprofit organization or in a health administration. So that would be hospitals, that would be elder care facilities, that would be any sort of nonprofit that's looking for managerial or leadership skills. Likewise, it's the same thing that happens in government. You know, learning how to organize and manage a team of people who work in a parks and rec department. That is something that someone with an MPA degree would do. Somebody that would run like a city manager. So helping a local government or a local city council manage their policy, manage their laws and their ordinances and organize what happens in those cities, townships, communities all across the United States, and especially here in Michigan.
With more interest in nonprofit and health-related careers, yet this public sector role still needed?
Yeah, it's real interesting. It's like when I started, we were primarily focused on public service careers, and the contraction of the federal government and state government hasn't grown. And those local jobs, local government jobs always exist, and there's an aging population, so we still need folks in public service. But the phenomenal growth of the nonprofit sector and folks who want to work in human service and they want to engage with communities, and we have such a plethora of foundations and strong nonprofits in this region. It's been tremendous growth sector. So of our 180 MPA students, over 100 now are in the nonprofit sector. And then, of course, the health sector has really taken off. And in fact, we had so much interest in our health concentration that about 10 years ago, we spun off a second degree, a Master's of Health Administration. And we've seen tremendous growth and are on the precipice of accreditation for that program as well.
So I want to ask, what majors and career paths does the NPA degree support, but how does one get accepted to this program?
Yeah, so in terms of students that are wanting to apply, we have a minimum GPA requirement. We ask for CVs or resumes. We ask for transcripts from other colleges that they may have gone to. We look for experienced students that might have some background in statistics, meaning that they know how to interpret data. They might know how to survey. We also teach them how to do those things. So one of the things that I think people also sort of misconstrue or misunderstand about people who work in government is that they actually survey community members, neighborhood members. They want to know what needs need to be brought into the community. So we have a pretty rigorous application and review program process, and then we have a committee that reviews all of the applications, and then we make our decisions. Students are also asked to decide at the time of admission what concentration path they want to be in. So in our program, we have five concentrations: health, nonprofit, we also have public management, and we have one in criminal justice. Mm-hmm. And there's some, there is a little bit of change that's happening in the next probably 5 to 10 years, but that's coming up. So we ask them to make a decision about what concentration they want to go in, and that helps them to decide on what their career focus is going to be, if they want to be in a criminal justice function, meaning that they might work for the Department of CJ or in a, you know, criminal justice function at the local level. They would make that decision. Public management would be somebody who would want to go into city management, local government management, managing a department within a city government. Nonprofit, we've already talked about that. Health administration, we've talked about that a little bit as well. So once they've made that choice about what concentration path they want to be in, they basically are getting specialized training in that area. So when they graduate, they're very well prepared to jump into working in managerial or leadership positions in any of those career paths. So,
I'm sorry, I think it's also noteworthy to indicate that we have a national accrediting body, NASPA, yeah, the Network of Schools of Public Policy Affairs and Administration, and they really do guide all operations of these types of programs, and so we do have rigorous expectations for both our admissions process, but also for the types of program that we deliver. Mm-hmm.
And your faculty, I mean, and the deep connections to the community, plus maybe a follow-up, are you getting your students involved in the community right away?
Yeah, so we have a number of opportunities to work with communities in West Michigan, Central Michigan, all over the state. And so oftentimes what we find is that local governments or agencies or even nonprofit organizations or health organizations will contact us and say, hey, we need a strategic plan, or we want somebody to look at our strategic plan process to see if there's improvements that can be made. So students, when they're in the classroom, they're not only learning the theoretical and historical basis of our degree program, of that degree path, but they're also learning those hands-on skills to analyze data, to sort of make decisions that impact the organizations that need to use that information to make better decisions to serve their clients or to serve the citizens that are affected by them.
Is employment available?
We do track our employment statistics.
Yeah,
we do. We have a lot to brag about there. We're doing a great job in placing students. And we track that every year as part of our NASPA standards. And we are placing folks into jobs. And we know, I think it's partly because of the type of unique program. We kind of consider what we do as a pracademic approach. Practical application, still theoretically and foundationally grounded in skills.
Pracademic.
Yes.
I like that word. Hey, you obviously are on the map when it comes to national, international news. You're co-hosting a conference in November?
Mm-hmm.
November?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the ARNOVA conference. I'll let Rich tell you.
Well, we're very excited about that. It's a very prestigious international nonprofit conference, the Association for Research on Nonprofit and ARNOVA, and it's being co-hosted by the Johnson Center of Philanthropy and our School of Public Nonprofit and Health Administration. It's a big feather in our cap. It should probably draw 700 academics that are committed towards service in the nonprofit sector from all over the world. And it'll be hosted at the Amway. And we're really going to show them what Grand Rapids has to represent. Usually these are in large venue types of locations. So this was a real great opportunity for us.
That's in November. Planning now, but let me enjoy June first.
Yeah, right. Hopefully the weather will be cooperating when we get to November.
So, talking about what's happening under the umbrella of the College of Community and Public Service, Grand Valley State University, Dr. Richard Gillier, Director, School of Public Nonprofit and Health Administration, Dr. Davia Downey, Masters of Public Administration, MPA Coordinator. Engaged learning. I guess a specific question, if I may. How is engaged learning reflected in the curriculum and courses and opportunities of community engagement by students? You want to take that?
Sure. One of the things that I think about every time I design a class or teach a class is making sure that students understand that the things that I may tell them is something that they're going to be using one day, right? So it may seem sort of separate to them while they are learning it. But I teach a public policy class for the graduate students. And so one of the things that I actually ask them to do is review a policy, a law that's already been passed. It can be at the state level, it could be at the local level, or it could be at the national level, right? And so taking them through the process of analyzing a policy and sort of making recommendations about how it could be done better is a really important and hands-on activity that teaches them the skill about what law is and how it can be improved. So that's one of the things that I think in terms of my personal experience in the classroom and my personal view of how to engage students and get them learning, get them to learn how to make good recommendations on a policy that may or may not be working and being able to implement that on the ground, right? So one of the parts of the semester is looking at this law, recommending improvements, and actually taking people step by step about how they would implement the change. That is the key component of what public administration does that's very different than, you know, an MBA or a master's of public policy. It's not just analyzing how the policy is working. It's actually saying, now that we know what is could be fixed, how do we actually implement this change? And I think that that's a really critical skill that engages students, you know, where they are, in an interest where they are, and helps them to use that same skill when they get out into the workforce.
Obviously, the ship is sailing, but there are plans for future accreditation of your programs and a new degree program?
Yeah, we're very excited about that. We have a new degree program for nonprofit professionals that already have extended experience. It's called the Masters of Philanthropy and Nonprofit Leadership. And they have a governing body that's not an accrediting institution called NAC, and they're in the process of moving towards formal accreditation. As that program grows, we anticipate accreditation in that degree, and we're very excited, and hats off to Davia. And as MPA coordinator, we are now accredited with our NASPA program through 2023. We got tremendous reviews. We have a very, very strong public administration degree program, and our program is really centered on being connected to community.
How long does an annual, or an average, I should say, program last for your students, just thinking on the big picture?
So the MPA program is 39 credit hours, so and that would be for an in-service student. So oftentimes we have a mix of pre-service, meaning students that have come directly from their undergraduate with no professional experience at all working in the public sector. For those, we actually add a 3-credit internship that's required, so it would be 42 for a pre-service student and 39 for an in-service student. So for in-service students, they have a core curriculum of 5 to 6 classes that they have to take. That's common for all of the MPA programs, and then they choose their concentration path. After they've done their core requirements and their concentration class, they can choose up to 3 electives, which can come from any other bucket, right? So we sort of think of like health, nonprofit, criminal justice, public admin, local government as different buckets. So even if they think that to themselves, I would like to be a city manager, but they know that they may work with a nonprofit organization or a foundation, they may want to actually take some concentration electives in the nonprofit side so they can understand how a nonprofit works. It is different than a local government, right? They need to know how to work with those partners, and that actually just works to serve them so much better when they get out into the field because they have an understanding of how those organizations are designed. So,
and we have a real good mix of pre-service students and folks that have been actively working in leadership positions for 10 to 20 years. And I think that brings a real strength because sometimes you're in an organization for decades. You maybe are kind of affected by the ability to see change, and young people that are continuing their degree are a little maybe perhaps more open-minded even than the working professionals about some of the new ideas that are out there.
Good mix in the classroom thanks to your leadership. Okay, Masters of Public Administration waiting for you. How do we find out more information about this conversation and signing up?
Yeah, so you can do it in 2 ways. You can either go directly to our website, which would be www.gvsu.edu/SPNHA, or you can go through the graduate school. So if you go to the graduate school website, which is www.gvsu.edu/grad, you can search on all of the master's programs that are available at Grand Valley, choose public admin, and send your application in to us, and I'll see it, and that would be great.
Classes taking place this summer?
Yeah, a couple.
Yes, we've really grown our summer enrollment because a lot of, especially for adult working students, they like to be continuously enrolled because they may just take one or two classes a semester, and they may take them 5 years to earn their degree. And pre-service students are more likely to take a full-time load. So we have seen a growth in year-round enrollment.
Thank you to you both, Dr. Gillier, Dr. Downey, on behalf of our CCPS Community Connections. Take care. You're busy. Thanks.